In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the second day of July. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The trade war status update in just a bit, but your daily economic news comes with a dose of geopolitics on this Monday, and it arrives in the form of a couple of acronyms. AMLO is the first one, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the runaway winner of yesterday's Mexican presidential election. The second is NAFTA. Don't think I need to spell that one out. López Obrador's win comes as NAFTA renegotiations are, one might say, on hiatus, I suppose. So we asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to see how the new guy might affect the state of trade play.
There'd been a big push to try and get these NAFTA revisions wrapped up before these elections. That clearly didn't happen. But just how much the change in Mexican leadership might affect the outcome of these talks is a bit unclear, says Gustavo Flores Macias, a professor at Cornell.
López Obrador, he had been fairly critical of NAFTA over the last several years, but during the campaigns, he moderated his tone.
Macias says both López Obrador and President Trump have nationalist views that may clash with each other. But on the other hand, López Obrador has already appointed a lead negotiator with a pro-free trade background. And Christopher Sands, director of the Center for Canadian Studies at Johns Hopkins University, says he and Trump may actually find some common ground on issues, like raising the minimum wage in Mexico.
Donald Trump would like that because it means that Mexican labor is more expensive. That won't be a big magnet to manufacturers and others to put jobs in Mexico. But López Obrador comes at it the other way. He's a progressive and populist figure who wants to see Mexico's incomes rise.
Still, other sticking points in the talks are likely to remain, like auto and agricultural exports. And while López Obrador didn't run an anti-American campaign, Ian Bremmer with the Eurasia Group says the U.S.-Mexico relationship is nonetheless troubled.
Anyone coming in to the Mexican presidency was going to have a very hard time with the Trump administration, given the nature and the politicization of discussions on trade, on NAFTA, on migration, on the border wall.
Bremmer says it will be easy and tempting for Mexico's new president to score political points by taking a tough stance on those issues. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.